Drive with Robin Roz. Weekdays, 4 to 7, Jacaranda FM.
Talking expensive things your pets have destroyed. There's a couple that came in on the Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
Can I run you through some of these questions, Joe, and see how you feel?
Okay.
Razan says, we were on holiday. Our dog decided that his new sleeping place would be the roof of the new BMW. So he kept climbing up and down the car with the claws, left scratch marks all over the roof.
And now somebody has to pay for that, and it's not the dog.
Do you know what else will scratch up the roof of your car?
Mm?
Peacocks. So apparently they like sitting on top of cars. I was at a wedding venue where there were peacocks, and they picked a car in the parking lot where we all stayed, and there were like four peacocks who slept on this car overnight. They've got these big claws, and the roof of that car was just toast. So there you go, Razan. Sorry about that. Tamara says, when I first started working in 2003, my puppy snapped up and ate 300 rand notes that fell out of my pocket. Imagine your first job and you can watch the... Stop it!
You're like...
Gone. Nom, nom, nom.
And you can't exactly punish the puppy and be like, well, no, that's coming out of you. It's coming out of your budget, buddy.
Exactly. Yazan, and here's where I have questions. She lost to a dog that managed to learn how to open the freezer 2 kilograms of Wagyu biltong.
Oh, wow.
Now, A, who can afford Wagyu? And yes. B, who can afford to make biltong with it, Brie?
I was about to say, and also, well, I mean, the third part I can understand is that you'd want to freeze it because it's one of those things that you just, you're not going to eat the whole thing at once.
You think she's
2 kilos.
Still paying it off to this day.
2 kilos of Wagyu biltong.
Yeah, it's like riding off a car, my Brie. Yolanda in Middelburg, Khanet. Yolanda, hello.
Hi.
Hi, gaan het met jou?
Met jouself.
Goed. Is jouw story waar?
Dit is 100% waar.
Are you sure?
100%.
Because I heard your voice note and I was like, nee, ek gloor het nie.
Nee, hy het het gedoen.
Yolanda, vertel vir ons, wat het jou hond verorber?
Hy het 95% van ons Suzuki Boulevard opgeëet.
Excuse me?
A whole bike?
Like a toy bike?
No, Suzuki Boulevard 1800. That's a groot ding that I wear.
An 1800cc motorbike. En yeah. Wat? Hoe bedoel jy het 95% van a bike geëet? Wat bedoel jy?
Daar is nie bedrading oor nie. Daar was nie fairing oor nie. Hy het aan die kante van die bande gekou. Hy het die lucht, die fikertjes, alles wat nie stil was nie, wat hy nie kon...
Is he fine? Is the dog still alive? Because like, I'm assuming 95% of a Suzuki isn't healthy.
Yeah, I think he's a mess.
Shame. I wonder what makes a Suzuki so tasty.
Ek het om te weet, maar ek weet nie. Nee, ek weet nie.
Hoe lang het die hond gevat om die hele bike te vreet?
Ek moet een naweek, want vrijdag was die bike nog fijn. Sondag kon ek terug om te weet.
There must be that moment where you're like Sherlock Holmesing around your property, trying to work out what happened to your bike, and you're looking at the dog and you're going, surely not. Can't be.
Gelukkig het ons kamera's gehad. So ons het eerst vermoed iets naaks het gebeur, maar die kamera's het hier nou die hele story van ons baie, maar ons kon nie ons oog glo nie.
Now the dog's got a plate and knife and fork there, is taking little bits off the bike at a time, chomping away.
See, that's a video I'd like to see as well. A dog eating a Suzuki.
Dog eats motorbike, can be popular on TikTok.
Over a weekend, just yeah. Like casually chilled.
Yolanda, jammer om dit te hoor en dankie dat jy gedeel het.
Beter, dankie Yolanda.
Lekker middag. Hey,
how do you explain that to insurance that like, you know, right. My security guard ate the dog.
That is a phone call I also want to hear. Where did your bike go? Well, we need to talk. I was asking earlier, have you ever had anything expensive destroyed by a pet? And Angela came through on the WhatsApp line. Wasn't too expensive. Angela, you lost 4 rump steaks.
I did. 4 very nice very thick, beautiful rump steak.
Were you getting ready for the braai? Was it a Saturday afternoon?
They were getting ready for a braai. It was during the week. I think it was probably a Friday.
Oh, yeah.
So I asked my son to take them out and defrost them.
Oh.
So he put them on a chair in the garden.
Just to settle out, get them to that room temperature, which is where you want to cook a perfect steak from. How do you do your steaks, Angela?
My husband does them with olive oil. They come out as tender as can be, on the Weber, beautiful.
Listen,
yeah, not that day.
Olive oil, crunch of salt, bit of black pepper, that's me. I don't want any sauces on my steak. I don't want any other things. So I asked Joe Man, he said Python. Are you imagining, what are you imagining in your head, Joe?
Look, I mean, I imagine you come back on a Saturday afternoon and you find your python there with like four little chunks of like meat lying there. Because, you know, because after they eat there, we've got like four little blocks of like
four
T-bone.
Bumps, four bumps in the snake. Nice. Madeline suggested parrots. Angela, what ate your rump steaks?
My chickens.
Excuse me? Your chickens.
My chickens got hold of the rump steaks. I came home, looked at the packaging. It was all ripped up. And there in the corner were the chickens pecking at something that looked like a very, very old tenderized steak.
Did you know?
But they had been... No, I
did you know that
know.
You had was... murderous carnivorous chickens at that point?
I know they're carnivorous. We feed them chicken bones and chicken carcasses and leftover mince, but I never in my wildest dreams thought that they would take my rump steak.
Meat-eating cannibal chickens.
They have to be hidden in packets and put on top of the water tank so that the chickens can't find them.
Because you know what they say, once a chicken tastes flesh...
Apparently. That was about $300 worth of rum steak. I was pretty annoyed. Plus, we had nothing for supper because what we'd taken off was gone.
Oh, man. And these are pig chickens.
No,
they're
not
like egg-laying chickens, you know, that you could sort of be like...
No, they're egg-laying chickens. They're proper egg-laying chickens.
Oh,
they
okay,
love so... protein. Yeah, no, but they were vicious that day.
Angela, we're glad you made it out alive.
Yeah, no, we run now when we see them.
Thanks for the call, Edge. Have a lovely afternoon.
You're welcome.
Cheers.
You
there you go. Don't leave your steaks outside. The chickens will get them up.
Someone lives for a pub lunch now. Quarter leg and rump.